KITFM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to everyone on this morning. I recite my favorite scripture, Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped about around them that fear him and delivered him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want anything good. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? I read 12 verses. And I just want to encourage someone on this morning with that. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory that is due your name. Now, God, we ask that you will have thine own way, O God. Continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, but most of all, the desire of your word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, have thine own way. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, God has a word. Yes, he does. I would like for you to turn it to Genesis, the 26th chapter. In the 14th verse, Genesis 26 chapter, 14th verse. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic on today is even in a famine, God will perform miracles even in the midst of a famine. What is a famine? A famine is a shortage in food, a shortage in finances, a shortage in anything. That is what you call a famine. And we know that God is a miracle working God, even through a famine. God has directed Isaac to settle with his wife and his large household in Gerar, a region occupied by the Philistines. This instruction came during a time of famine, Genesis 26, 1 through 3. So once established there, Isaac's wealth only continued to multiply under God's blessing. Genesis 26, 12 through 13. You see, his neighbors would have noticed his growing of the flocks and his herds and the many servants he had. Anyone who becomes successful, listen to me well, will attract attention. Anytime God is elevating you in the spirit realm, anytime God is blessing you, instead of people, some people will praise you for your blessing, they will become envy of you. Mm. And we see what they don't realize. If you be happy for someone else, your blessing is next. If you clap for that sister that has a husband, single sisters, your husband, which will be sent by God, is next. If you be happy, single brothers, for the other man, when he has found his wife, guess what? You finna find yours next. If you be happy that someone was just blessed with a home, with a car, guess what? Clap for them, because you next. We got to learn to be happy for someone else. Come on here, somebody. Isaac's prosperity, however, is happening during a time when many others would be struggling just to survive. Isaac's enormous prosperity was apparent to all, and the Philistines didn't like it. We got some Philistines now sitting right in the church. They don't like it when they see God elevating you. They don't like it when you are praising and worshiping God. Instead of them getting with the program, they sitting up there rolling their eyes. Come on here, somebody. But more specifically, they was jealous of Isaac. And you have some people that are jealous of you. God, come on here. They envied Isaac. At a time when there was a severe famine in the land, Isaac had planted crops and reaped a hundredfold because the Lord had blessed him. At a time when you are going through something, in a time when you have a famine, that's not the time to stop praising God. That is not a time to stop praying. That is not a time to stop reading your word. Continue to do what God has told you to do. The more you do in the land of a famine, when you're going through a spiritual drought, that's when God is moving for you. You see, Isaac didn't stop. There was a severe famine in the land. That did not stop Isaac. Isaac still trusted God. He still trusted God. No matter what you're going through, you still got to trust God. And look what happened. He reaped 100-fold. But if you keep on pressing your way, you're going to go beyond what you see. You're going to go beyond how you feel. And look here, Isaac became so wealthy and so successful that his Philistine neighbors looked on him with envy. They was jealous of him because they stopped in the middle of the famine. Isaac didn't. Isaac knew something. These people didn't. Come on here. Ooh, how you real bullshit. People of God, God wants to bless you in such a way that others are envious so that they want what you have. Which it shouldn't be like that. It should be, I want to be blessed just like that sister or that brother. So I'm going to connect with him. I'm going to see, okay, how did you get to this point? That's why it's very important who you surround yourself with. Because you want to surround yourself with people that is going to a place you haven't been to. Oh, come on here, somebody. If you trying to become a best-selling author, I'm going to connect to a person that is already a best-selling author. I want to get to where that person is. If you want to connect to a person that is doing well in their business financially, you connect to a person that is already established and are doing well in their business. Oh, y'all gonna get this. Y'all gonna get this. Because some of you are living in a place where you supposed to been had elevated, but you're stuck. And God is trying to unstick you so you can get to where he needs you to be. Hallelujah. God said he is getting ready to establish many of you in your spiritual walk, in your finances, in every area of your life, in your spirit, because he said there is no more tossing to and fro. One day you up, the next day you're down. Even your relationship with him has been rocky. Oh, come on here, somebody. Some of you have strayed away because the famine was so great. But God said he is restoring you back to him. He is doing it like it had never happened. That's the way he's going to fix it. People of God, many people tend to want to give up during a famine because they feel there is no hope. But when you don't see a way out, I'm here to encourage you. Keep your spiritual eyes on God and be attentive to his word. He's well able to bless you. Don't you give up and don't you give in. Even in the midst of a famine, God will bless you. There is a blessing on your life that will cause things to happen that will defy all the odds. To where you stand out, people would take notice that there's something different about you. When they are struggling, you are succeeding. When they are complaining, you are praising God. When they are worried, you are in peace. You are an example of God's goodness. You're not barely getting by. But you're blessed in such a way that you can be a blessing to others. You're not only accomplishing your dreams. You are seeing overflow. You are setting new standards. But you're helping others rise higher. You are igniting their faith. Because when they see what God is doing in your life, they know that the same God that is blessing you, he is well and able to bless them. So don't cancel out on God's blessings with a limited mindset. Oh, come on here, somebody. Change your thinking. And if your thinking causes you to change your association, do that as well. Keep believing and doing the right thing. Your time is coming. And as with Isaac, God is going to show out in your life. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, thank you for the promise of your blessings on our lives that is supernatural. Father God, we believe that